20 years to make sure that the black vote in Britain is recognised and that we can make a difference. And it's because of them that every government department and the Electoral Commission know they cannot go to election without talking to OBB and without talking to black groups. So thank you very much to OBB, the whole team. Remember that a vote is not just about an election, it is about your life. Political empowerment is not just one election, it is about our lives, your lives, and the lives of everybody else. So when we voted, or when the United States voted for Obama and got Obama in as the President of the United States, it didn't mean that inequalities had gone from the United States. That's why we have to make sure that we're using our vote better than just for one election. So much as I want you to go out and vote, I also want you to make demands. Much as I want you to go out and vote, I also want you to organise. Much as I want you to go out and vote, I want you to remember everything that's gone before us to make these days possible. And I want you to remember that a vote is not just one election, it is the life. Why, when you go out and demand, what should you demand? What should you organise for? And as a director, one of the directors, and I have two other directors over the year, Whitney and Viv, as a director of Economics UK, I am going to say you must go out and demand economic justice, equality and economic justice. Because, why? We cannot have any social inclusion without economic inclusion. We cannot have any social mobility without economic mobility. And we don't have it. When you look at the poverty levels in the UK, 25% of white children live in poverty. That's bad enough, right? 56% of African children live in poverty in the UK. 60% of Pakistani children live in poverty. And 72% of Bangladeshi children. And I can't get my head around why it is in 2010 there isn't more noise about that. When we talk about poverty, why aren't we raising the levels of black poverty in the UK? Because with those levels of poverty, of course you're going to have less access to the good education, to the good employment, to the good training, to the good healthcare, and you're going to have more access to the criminal justice system on the wrong side of it. So we really need to tackle poverty levels. Unemployment, as Simon already said, we're six times more likely not to get a job. It's also true that there's been a 15 percentage point gap in between white and black employment for the last 20 years. So for all of the legislation that exists, the employment gap is still there. And we've got to do something about that. The latest Department of Work and Pensions study showed that if you went for a job and you had an Asian name or you identified as an African or Caribbean person, you were 14 times less likely to be interviewed for that job. This is a government study. So make no mistake that racism is alive and kicking in the UK today. We are not post-racial in any sense of the word. I do not understand that either. So we need to keep on and arguing that institutional racism is still there. And we have a lot to thank Dorian Lawrence for in bringing institutional racism to the fore. And when I hear people say, some of our leaders, Jack Straw, Jackie Smith, Paul Stevenson, saying that institutional racism is no longer an appropriate term, we should be asking, who says, what gives them the right to say that institutional racism is no longer an appropriate term? Well, I've just told you, the poverty levels, the employment levels, you've heard about stop and search. If you look at any area of social life in the UK, you can identify institutional racism. So do not let ourselves be defined out of looking at race and racism. And we earn it, we owe it to ourselves, and we are entitled. We are entitled.